والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, before we go for question, we welcome back Sheikh Abdul Nasser, who came actually from overseas. May Allah reward him. He's one of the foundation in this masjid and one of the khatib in this masjid. May Allah reward him and bless him. Welcome back, my brother. May Allah bless you and your family, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. I have questions actually we received. You know, actually in our website, all the questions which we received, I have a lot of questions even from overseas. People ask a lot of questions. Wallahi, from India, from Pakistan, from Bangladesh, from Europe, from Africa. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We try to do our website very active, alhamdulillah. We receive a lot and we always answer. And I have all the questions all the time listed in the website for the question we received. And we answer, inshallah. You could review it, inshallah, in Google, masjidmanhattan.com. One of the question is, the brother asked, هل أسافر لأداء الحج عن أمي أو أبي? The brother, he asked his questions. Shall I travel to perform the Hajj for my mother and my father? And they never actually performed in a Hajj. The answer is, yes, you are allowed to go and travel with a niyyah to perform the Hajj for your father. For example, he passed away, he's sick, he's not able to travel. Your mother, she's sick, she's not able to travel. Can I travel actually to perform Hajj on behalf of anyone who passed away or is still sick? He's not able, she is weak. All the men, all the women are not able. Can I do that for them? The answer is yes, but with a condition. The condition is you must perform Hajj for yourself first. And the dalil came from the Sunnah, Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet, he found a man running. Said, لبيك اللهم حج عن شبرمة. لبيك اللهم حج عن شبرمة. He said, لبيك الله حج on behalf of شبرمة. He said, he stopped him, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who's شبرمة? He said, one of my relatives. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال هل حججت عن نفسك? Did you perform Hajj for yourself first? He said, no, ya Rasulullah. He said, make this Hajj for yourself first. And next year, make it for Shubrama. So the condition in order to make Hajj on behalf of any one of your relatives, he passed away, she passed away, he's sick, she's sick. You are allowed to do that. But the condition is, you must do it for yourself. Clear? How about the Umrah? What about the Umrah? I never make any Umrah for myself. Can I travel with the intention to perform a Umrah for my mother who is sick, 90 years old, she's not allowed to do it, or she passed away? The answer is yes. I have to make Umrah for myself? No, there is no condition for that. Because the Prophet, when he said to Shubrama, did you perform Hajj? He talked about Hajj. So the Umrah, yes, you could travel for on behalf of anyone to perform Umrah for that without doing Umrah for yourself. And as we cleared yesterday, someone traveled to perform Umrah for himself. I'm coming to Umrah for himself. Can he perform Umrah for on behalf of somebody? His mother, she passed away, and he needed to make Umrah for her, for example. Yes. But you remember, there is no two Umrah from Mecca. Underline. There is no two Umrah while you are in Mecca. You enter Mecca and you pass the Miqat to perform for yourself. If you enter Mecca, this counted for yourself for Umrah. In order to do another Umrah for someone else from your relative sick or passed away, you must come back to Miqat. Not like Aisha. Masjid Aisha, 20 minutes from 7 kilometers from Haram. It is only for those who has a reason. Like Aisha, she has a menses. So people today, they do the same. Only for the one who gets sick, in Mecca and he went to the hospital. He missed the Umrah. Or a woman, she reached Mecca and she has a menses. We cleared that yesterday. So you have to travel to Masjid Aisha and then come back to Mecca. If you want, the best way, you need to double Umrah in one trip. Very nice. Go from here. For example, I'm traveling from America. You reach Jeddah. Jeddah, go to Mecca because you're going to pass the Miqat in the plane called Rabigh. 20 minutes before Jeddah in the plane. When you exactly the pilot, I get it, that's why recommended to travel with the travel agents or the Muslim airplane to tell you where is the Miqat. If you travel with a British, French exactly like Kiba, he always exactly travel with the French airline because he loves French. You understand? So we preferred to travel with a Muslim to tell you where is the Miqat. Miqat for those who travel from Africa and travel from Europe and America, call it Rabigh, 20 minutes from Jeddah. So when the pilot will tell you, be ready, because we're going to pass the Miqat or equal to Miqat Rabigh. So you start to say, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah. Then you say, you make talbiyah and you enter the niyyah of Ihram. So you go to Mecca, make your Umrah. Then I like to travel to Medina, Sheikh Yunus. I like to travel to Medina after I make the Umrah in Mecca. Travel to Medina. Then after that, stay your days in Medina. Then you come back to Miqat, Abyar Ali, 20 minutes from the Haram in Haram Medina. Then your intention to make the Umrah for my mother, for my brother, for my sister, from someone whom you love. So you enter Mecca second time. You enter it before. You entered Mecca, then you perform the Umrah for the beloved one. That is clear for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. The question.
And for the question you asked in the beginning, you said if the Muslim, the person goes for Umrah, first has to do the Hajj for himself.
Yes.
And the second point, I just want to make sure. You said he want to do a second Hajj for either her father or mother. But he cannot do it for both, niyyah for both, only one person.
Only one.
I just want to make sure of that.
Yes, just one. You cannot make two hajj in the same time.
Like
hajj, you travel it for yourself, or you did it before, and I traveled the second time for my mother, for my father. So your hajj has to be only one time for the person. And second one, make it for some. Or I did it before in the past, and I needed to make it for my mother. I needed to make it for my father. I could travel the second time for that purpose. Only for one. Can I make it for my mother and my father in the same time? La. Has to be only the Hajj for one person only. Inshallah ta'ala.
So it can be done in one trip.
One trip only.
No. One person. The two Hajj cannot be done in one trip.
Yes.
No.
Oh, it can be. It's
once a year. Yes, once a year. Hajj. I'm talking about Hajj.
So
once a year.
You can double it.
You cannot. Is once you do it, the days are gone. So there's no way you
can come. The days are gone.
Yeah, the days of Hajj from the 8th day to the 13th. Yes. Once that's over.
MashaAllah. I love that. I love this atmosphere. When we have this discussion, this we learn all of us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. That's why the class has a benefit. Sheikh Mustafa.
So, you say the anybody doing the, somebody has, he have to finish his for...
He's first for himself.
Okay. So, my country, a lot of pious people, like Alem, he don't have money, go to the his house.
Okay.
But he know available to, but he's not able. He's not able, and he's not money enough. He's not farad to go to the his house.
Okay.
His house.
Okay.
He's the farid there. So somebody give the money, go the my father house, and he take the money for the brother. He go to the house. For somebody, but
yes.
He's for.
Did you understand the question for Sheikh Mustafa?
Yes.
Somebody is not able to go for Hajj financially, right? Many people.
But he is okay. Not Farida. Allah said that who have money, he have to go.
Barakallahu feek.
He don't have money.
That is the part of the answer. First of all, Al-Hajj has a condition. Hajj al-Bayt liman istata'a ilayhi sabila. The fifth pillar in Islam. Who is able financially and plus health condition too.
Yeah.
Right? We're not going to carry the person and we dump him in Mecca and somebody, nobody can take it. Has also is able, or somebody go with him to help him in a wheelchair or something. But second part of the answer, somebody love to go to for Hajj. And he has people, beloved one around him. And they know that person he need love. I lead a group in 1990 for Masjid Manhattan. When we were in Warren Street, 55 people went with me. And I saw one of the brothers, he's not able financially to do it. And when he heard that actually we need all of us to collect the money to go for the Hajj, I saw him, he became very sad. Then actually he was a beloved brother, actually closer like Kiba, like Sheikh Mustafa, like every one of you. So what we did, I discussed it in the side with the brothers. If anybody like to contribute, because I see the brother, he need to go with us, but he's not able. He said, yes, no problem. I found donation came from the brother. I collected and I make one trip for him and we took him with us. Alhamdulillah, and it's counted. But he wasn't able financially. Yes, we could do that, Sheikh Mustafa. We could do that. To collect the money for someone, gift, as a gift. And to send him exactly for Hajj.
No, gift. He don't do his own fault. But somebody give the money for his mother, from his mother, not give the money for his own.
Sheikh, I think I got the question. What you're saying is that guy who's not able financially to make Hajj, right?
Okay.
But someone else wants him to do Hajj for that person's parent. So they're basically sending that imam or the specific individual.
Is this imam he performed Hajj before?
He's not able to because it's also not obligated.
No, he has to perform Hajj for himself. The one who take this responsibility to perform Hajj on behalf of someone, he has to make Hajj for himself first. As we said, Rasulullah, when he found a man running Hajj for Shubruma, Hajj for the Prophet ﷺ stopped him. Did you make Hajj for yourself? He said, no. He said, do Hajj for yourself first. Then the second year, make it for Shubruma, the relative. You got it? So in order to take money to perform Hajj for someone, this person must make Hajj for himself first. You cannot go and make Hajj for mother and you never make Hajj for yourself. You have to make Hajj for yourself first. Either contribution or gift or anything like this.
So the question comes now, if person is donating, the person who is not able to do it for the other person's parent, mom or dad, but he is contributing one-time donation, maybe 10,000-15,000.
Okay.
So if the not able person to do the Hajj for himself, so he has to come back. So where's the double sacrifice?
No, he cannot. When you choose someone to perform Hajj on behalf of someone after they could look, this person must perform Hajj before.
So that means that year is over. Next year.
Yes. You cannot make Hajj for yourself without, first you have, in order to make Hajj for somebody else, you must make Hajj for yourself first.
Sheikh Mustafa, excuse me, I think inshallah, bismillah, I think what he's trying to, the question is, this person has no means, he doesn't financially, he cannot make it.
Yeah.
Then you have a third person, who wants to contribute Hajj to his mother.
Yeah.
Not to him. He says, you know what? I want to pay for Hajj. I love your mother. Mm-hmm. I want to pay Hajj for her. But I would like you to go with her. That is the question.
Yeah.
So he cannot make it himself because he doesn't have the money. So a third party person comes in and says, you know what? I love your mother. I know she doesn't have the means and she's old and everything. I would like to give. I want to ask you. I'm going to pay for all the charges. I just want you to go with her.
So that's she's alive.
Yeah,
she's alive.
She's alive. Yeah, she's alive. So that's. I think the brother is trying to say. Is it doable or not?
What we answer? No, I think
you're
answer.
Saying to do it on the behalf, not to go together. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
To go together or on the behalf?
Not together. He gives the money. So and that alive. Nobody go with him. He go and
to do it on behalf of the mother. The condition is he has to have make the Hajj for himself.
The person who gonna go, he the Hajj for him is done. So he when he go for the second time.
If he don't do it, he do it somebody.
Yes, because the Prophet he stopped the man.
No.
মানে একজন ভালো আলেম সে চাইতাছে যে হজ করব কিন্তু তার সামর্থ্য নাই আরেকজনের চাইতাছে যে আমি যাইবার মতো আর নাই আমার পয়সা আছে আমি কারে পয়সা দিয়ে আমি আমার হজটা করে দিব.
Khalas, can we finish? We go for the second question to let have been more benefits. We're going to stay for one question. Go ahead.
So, Sheikh, here is the point. Good thing is the person who finds someone who did the Hajj. So, there's the actually good thing to
do. If you want to have someone do the Hajj on behalf of
I have 5 minutes for the second coach.
So, subhanAllah, the reason I think, subhanAllah, that he's saying the person has to do the Hajj for himself first.
Yes.
Because how do you guarantee this guy can have time for the next Hajj and mix it? So he has to do it. Like, you know, he can't do it for somebody else because he probably won't make it for himself. Then he's here.
Sometimes actually Islam, exactly this man, he never performed Hajj. And he go for someone else. And he enter the Mecca and they go and make Hajj. Make Hajj not for myself. I make for somebody else. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, a condition is, first, you have to exactly to choose the person for to do some Hajj for somebody else. He has to do the Hajj for himself first. You have to test the food for yourself first. You understand? That's exactly the same. Second question.
But he don't know it. Do it that somebody or that. Is it valid?
Like it's not valid.
So you have to find.
Because the Prophet, he stopped the man. Listen for this carefully.
But people who did it, they did it out of having the knowledge.
Without having the knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, inshallah. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why he stopped the man? Sheikh Fadlullah. Why the Prophet stopped the man? We say, لبيك حج فور شبرما لبيك حج فور شبرما. Stop. Come over here. Who's شبرما? He's my relative. Then the Prophet, he asked, did you make حج for yourself? He said, no. He said, make this حج for yourself first. Second year, make it for شبرما. So the condition in order to make حج for someone else, you must make it for yourself. You need to test the fruits for yourself before you feed someone. Somebody is hungry. He's dying. And the food in the front of him. He said, Sheikh Yunus, take the food and let me die. No, I need to eat too. Before I feed Yunus, I feed myself too. That's clear. I hope you understand that, Sheikh Mustafa. If you don't, inshallah, sit down with Skiba, explain to you by French language. Anyway,
why did he choose that person anyway? Why he couldn't choose someone else? Why that person particular?
Because that one, he's an imam.
Alim.
The local
area. Alim.
Actually, it's good.
So Alim is that, inshallah.
They wanted to send someone who...
Second question.
But he'd never done the Hajj. So, being Alim, he never done the Hajj.
They know the condition that person has to have. If he's a Alim, he should have known that the condition was there.
If you need actually to continue discussion, that's fine for me. If you need actually to go for the second question, that's up to you. Inshallah ta'ala. I have like 3 minutes. 3 minutes, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallah feekum. I love this atmosphere. The second question, the woman, the man asked me, my father-in-law, he passed away.
Father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. The father of his wife.
Yes. Yes.
He passed away. And he has money, property. Mm-hmm. But in his wasiyah, he made a written will to make all his money and his money reach $1 million. To make all his money to Islamic project, masjid, orphan place, hospital. And he has a children. He has a children. So he make all his money to the Islamic project. He said, my wife, she said, no, I don't accept this. And she took part of her money from the father, his property. You know, the male has twice than the female. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to for Hajj. The question is, her Hajj is accepted because she violated the wasiyah, the bequest. She violated. The father, he written all his money to the orphan place, masjid, whatever it is. But the woman and all the children refused. And he said, my wife, she took her money from this property and she went and traveled to Hajj. Did her Hajj is valid or not?
Yes.
If you need to know,
yes.
You have to see me the next class. Think about it,
yes,
inshallah ta'ala. And we actually, we has this is going to be a big discussion. Maybe it's going to take the whole class. Because we're going to speak about the inheritance and the Hajj.
You cannot give in donation, you can give only one third of your
property. That's a part of it, exactly.
Yeah,
that's why the woman, she refused, and the children said, no way. You cannot give all your money actually to Islamic project because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said only third. If you need to contribute, if you need to go, not more than one third. Yeah, Sheikh Mustafa.
Yes.
Sheikh Mustafa has $1 million. You cannot make any donation or contribution more than one third, and leave the rest. And we need the rest. How we distribute the rest? Next class, inshaAllah. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Shalala ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.